When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And this would be a great show to share. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And if you hear an extra sparkle in my voice, there's a very good reason for that. I'll tell you that Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. He is more awake than last week, right? Because the Huskies had a bye. You weren't out to wee hours whooping it up.
The dogs took it easy on me
the dogs
yesterday.
Took it easy
they did
on
not play.
Yeah, but you've been a busy boy this morning.
I'm always pretty busy, but extra busy this morning.
And actually, I'll tell you that call screener Kathy is taking the day off today, and Aji is here. However, she's MIA at the moment, and I'm concerned because of all the commotion this morning. She may be locked out, so Mike's going to check
on
that.
We will organize a search party shortly.
We will send a search party for her in a moment, but I have to tell you, I cannot remember, Mike, having such a good time getting out of my car and coming into the show. Because if you haven't heard them in the, they're in the background. The parrot lady, Debbie Goodrich, is here, and she is packing four spectacular macaws, whom I've now called Ladies and the Gentleman. And I'll have to tell you, Debbie, what fun it was to meet. Well, Debbie is a powerhouse all of her own. You know, no, I've heard the gossip, too, because Debbie is the MC for the annual barbecue and fundraiser for the Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary. Oh, there she is. Aji has service. We were afraid you got locked out. So anyway, call screener Aji is here, and she's just not at her microphone yet. She'll chime in a little while. At least we know we didn't lose you. Anyway, Debbie MCs that big event. So I met her last year at the event, and we talked about having her on the show, and of course a whole year went by, and I mean, it's not only the fastest 3 hours in radio, it's the fastest year in radio, and we didn't get around to it. And this year, of course, I was impressed again, and now we are doing it. She's here with her birds, but I'll tell you what, she's a powerhouse, and she MCs the event, she does the auction and all that sort of stuff. But what you don't know is I heard a conversation. And they said, she is like on all the time. And those of us that know her, if we're doing like a bird event and all that sort of stuff, and we get there before she does, everybody says, don't give her any coffee. She doesn't need it. So she is full of energy, and so are the birds. But anyway, it was so much fun, Mike, because when we got out of the car and then we started to unload, she has a big parrot van that's got parrots, you know, it's painted beautifully and has macaws and parrots all over it. But as soon as we got them out, Debbie travels a lot, and we'll talk about what she does and what these birds do, because they are truly parrot ambassadors and they're used to going out to birthday party, you know, to parties and to event and showing off. So when and she's got a whole deal that, you know, you open up the van and then she gets out all this stuff and they're in dog crates actually, but she has a platform with perches. Now they're all loose in the studio here and on various perches, and two are on perches. One is on Debbie's shoulder and the other's on Debbie's arm. So this is one of those days it would be nice to be visual and have the cameras on. But at any rate, when she started bringing them out, it was like the greatest celebration, because every time she picked up a crate with a bird, they'd go, woohoo! Woo! And I started going, woohoo! And we're all woohooing! And we were just so excited to get out of the van and get ready to come in. It was like, wow, I've just not had such an exhilarating start to just, you know, getting out of the car and coming into the building. And, you know, because usually it's pretty quiet because the building's closed. The only thing that happens in this building on Sunday is radio, and there's hardly anybody around. But boy, was it exciting. So Ashi and I were just woohooing along with the birds, and they were all excited. So everybody's excited. So anyway, Debbie, welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. And thank you for having me here on Animal World. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you. And I'd thought originally, and I may have told you last week that Debbie had and the birds had a birthday party to do after the show. And so they had to leave early and you were only going to be on from 9 to 11. But your plans changed. And I found out yesterday that the birthday's been postponed a few days. So she's here for the show.
Woohoo!
And yeah, woohoo! Everybody's here. But what I got to forewarn you that before I talk, you know, my show prep was already done by the time I talked to Debbie yesterday. And so I had flipped the show. So we would do the last hour first. I mean, the first hour last. So we'd have plenty of time with Debbie. But I didn't feel like going back and switching my my show plan and format, Mike. So my notes are kind of upside down and all that sort of stuff. And
my world right there, upside down.
All right, so we'll see how all of that works. At any rate, we'll get to who's who, and thank God. You can just dump them there. That's fine. Thank you. And at any rate, we will find out. I remember a few of – I remember, let's see, Zilla and Ollie and
The green guy that's sitting on my arm right now is Zilla.
And he is the gentleman.
And he's the gentleman.
And then he has his harem of
yes,
women.
Harem.
Who's on your
guy.
Show? Now, and Zilla is light green with a red mustache, sort of.
Nose stash.
That's what, yeah, it doesn't really look like, yeah, nose stash. What kind of macaw is he?
He's a very critically endangered great green macaw is what they call them in ornithology.
Okay.
Or in America, we call them Buffon's macaws.
Buffon's. Okay. And on your shoulder looks like a blue and gold to me. Is that a blue and gold? No, that's one of those with the blue throats. That's the other one that I just learned about. Yeah, that's the other one.
That's what? Also critically endangered.
Yes.
Yes. You bet. There's about maybe 300 at the very most out there in the wild of Bolivia. She's a blue-throated macaw.
Blue-throated macaw. And we're going to talk more in detail, but then mm-hmm. just Lily. And then on the big hoop looks like a scarlet macaw. Is that?
Everybody calls her a scarlet,
oh,
the poor thing. She's a green-wing macaw, and
green
that's Ollie.
But she's mostly scarlet with
no, well,
blue
she's
wings.
Mostly red, yeah.
Mostly red with
but,
blue wings.
In ornithology, they call them red and green macaws. I really think that scarlet macaws should be called yellow wing macaws, but hey.
See, you know, and then, well, and that, is that a blue and gold or another blue-throated over there?
And that's a blue and gold
That's
over there.
A blue and gold, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's Jesse.
So they do have Jesse, okay. All right, well, we'll have to clarify that as we go. See, I told you a few weeks ago I needed a list of all the different kinds of macaws, but, you know, I don't know. It'll take me a while to get them straight because I obviously don't know the difference between a scarlet and a green wing. And I really
uh-oh.
See very little green on her wings. I see mostly blue. At least it looks blue to me. Maybe a tinge of light green at the top. But
yeah. There's green on there. Yeah.
I'd have to have them side by side to know the difference. Anyway, we'll get back to all that. I just wanted to let you know there. Aji's going. Do you need something or you're going into your studio? Yeah. All right. Aji will say hi when she gets into her studio. But at least the table is set. All right. Now, what we're going to do today, We've got obviously we're gonna be doing it for the birds today, and we're gonna hear about Debbie and all the different things, all the different hats that she wears, and all of these birds and more about them, and you heard that we've got two critically endangered species here in the studio. And, you know, we'll talk about that. But then there's a couple of big fundraisers coming up this month and next month, and we'll talk about those. And we do have a little bit of follow-up, some animals in the news. We will start, of course, with St. Francis, as we usually do here, in just a moment. We will run Martha's four-step flea plan at 10 o'clock. Simply because it is that time of year. We've got another heat wave expected in the next few days. And that's going to, of course, stimulate a lot of more fleas. So you need to know how to deal with them without the toxic chemicals. And, of course, our great sponsors, Designing Health, are continuing our giveaway of Missing Link. So as the show progresses, you want to pay attention. And when you hear me, I will alert you to the Designing Health Missing Link word or words of the day. That will be your clue to pick up the phone and give us a call. And if you are first to call in, you get to pick what version of the Missing Link supplement you would like to have sent to your door. It's not a coupon you have to redeem. You get a full bag to your door. And there's a formula for cats. There's two formulas for dogs. Skin and coat and hip and joint, and there's a bird formula that we're giving away. So here's the deal. Usually I say, don't worry about it. Take your time. It's Sunday morning. Nobody's moving fast. You don't have to worry about calling in quickly. I'm going to give you the numbers now so you have them, and I will continue to give them throughout the show. But here I'm warning you right now. You better be Johnny on the spot and call in if you want to win the Missing Link today, because if you don't call in right away, because it's my show and I can do this, Mike, I'm going to give the bird formula to our guests today.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I think we should do that anyway. Why not?
Well, yeah.
It's your show.
Well, you know what? And we didn't give... Kevin and Kim did not give away the Missing Link last month. We could give away... All right. That's what we'll do. Aji, we're going to give away two today. We're going to give a bird formula to Debbie and the crew. And we will also give one to you guys out there in Radio Land. So how about that? All right. So jot down the phone numbers. And you need the phone numbers today anyway, because we will have open phone lines throughout the show. So if there's anything you hear you would like to chime in about, if you have questions for Debbie Goodrich, if you've got birds and need help, because she is... I would call her a bird behavior specialist or behaviorist, or I don't know if you call it a trainer or whatever, but you do consult with people to help them with their birds and solve problems. So it's rare that we have someone of that capacity in the studio to talk about problems with birds and, of course, and how to work through that kind of stuff. So she's here. So anytime during the day today, you can pick up your phone and give us a call, and Debbie can help you sort through whatever issues or questions that you have. And if you have any, you know, questions in general about parrots and exotic birds and especially the endangered ones and all that sort of stuff, and anything that Debbie does that we'll find out more about as the time goes by, you can give us a call. And local numbers are 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can email us anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I just want to remind you that to win the Missing Link today, the only rules are you need to be 18 years or older, and you cannot have won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days. So there we go. All right. I guess. Oh, the other I want, since we did touch base on the fact that Mike is awake and this morning, and then the Huskies had a week off. I suppose that, in fairness, Gary, of course. Now, how great of that is us? Are we big? Are we or what?
I think the operative word is big here.
Yeah, yeah. Because Gary never did it for me in 8 years, but we're doing it for Gary, because the Cougs did something really incredible yesterday, did they not?
They did. They won in the Coliseum, beat ranked USC.
They beat USC for the first time since...
It was an awful game, but a win is a win.
A win is a win. It was like 10-7, so there wasn't a lot of scoring. They each scored a touchdown, and then the Cougars scored a field goal in the last few minutes of the game, I think with 3 minutes to go. And then USC threw an interception. But how cool was that? Go Cougs. Gary, that's for you because we love you. And then...
The Huskies were off.
The Huskies had the day off, and of course we have to end with...
We like both teams.
We do.
Maybe one team a little bit more
than the other. Maybe one team a little bit more.
But come on, if the Huskies aren't playing, I say go Cougs.
Me too. I've always been that way. But, you know, there was something wrong with Gary. His parents did not raise him right. They didn't raise him right because we had this discussion over. I said, you know, well, when the Cougs aren't playing, do you root for the Huskies? No. No.
I have to be careful because Gary and I are working together again on Friday nights. So I can't totally trash him right now.
Well, but I don't work with him anymore.
Absolutely. I say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he said no. And I never understood that. So I don't know, Gary, where you were. And I just think your parents just didn't raise you right or something. And now, see, they're probably cringing. But, well.
Gary's a work in progress in terms of getting him to understand and recognize the Huskies. I don't expect that to happen.
You know, and maybe it wasn't his parents. I think it's something that goes on at Washington State University.
It's called the beer.
Is that one? I don't know, but I think, you know, my brother is a Coug and his wife is a Coug. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a Coug.
No, but I don't see them rooting for the Huskies.
Yeah. Doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't. Yeah. I think there's something that goes on. Now, I didn't ask Debbie, are you a Coug or a Husky or does it matter to you? Do you care?
My husband is a graduate of Husky, but we're not Husky or Coug.
Oh, okay. Okay.
As long as you're not Oregon.
No, we're not Oregon.
Oh,
we're
definitely
Washington
Oregon,
supporters.
Mike won't let you in the studio.
I'll let you in the studio, but I'll frown.
He'll frown. Well, see.
Come on, unite the community.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we love Gary, and we appreciate the Cougs' win yesterday because it was the first time they'd beat USC, and I think somebody said 13 years or something like
that. It's been that
long. It's been a long, long time, and not just anybody beats USC. And probably USC was asleep at the switch. They're thinking, it's only...
Well, like I said, it was an awful game. Washington State did not score a touchdown on offense. They actually ran an interception back for a touchdown to tie the game right before the end of the first half. And then the second half was just nobody on offense could do anything. And I think part of that was both SC and Washington State played really good defense. Huh. But it was a field goal in the end that made the difference, and SC couldn't score at home. Not a real happy crowd going home.
Yeah, and Debbie, just so you know, we can talk about this because they're Cougars and Huskies after all.
That's right.
Yeah,
this is
animals.
Animal world.
That's
all
right.
Things
exactly.
Animals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's how we
is a duck an animal?
Yeah. Okay. A duck is a bird. Isn't a duck a bird or is a duck something
last
else?
Last time I checked, you can tell that a bird's a bird because they have feathers. So I think ducks have feathers.
Yeah.
So I think they're birds.
Quack.
That would be hard for me to accept.
As a bird, what?
Oregon ducks.
Sorry.
Oregon ducks. That's what prompted the question.
Yeah. It's hard to accept them as birds, or it's hard to just accept...
They're ducks. They're, you know, Oregon ducks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oregon is not my favorite school. In fact,
I know that.
My favorite teams are Washington and anybody that plays Oregon. They call themselves the ducks. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. But ducks are cool.
Ducks outside of Oregon are very cool. And little ducklings are very cool,
fuzzy.
Except they make a mess.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. Kind of like macaws on the,
Yeah. They're kind of feathery, you know, kind of like ducks a little bit.
I was talking about making a mess, you know.
Making a mess now. There's a huge mess here so far. Yeah. It's going pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and if they leave any feathers, we threaten because Eric, the kind of the program director, Eric Burris, what's his title? Programming coordinator of the station. He always gives me a hard time because, like, when Freedom the Eagle is here and stuff, he'd say, I come in the studio and there's feathers everywhere. We said, well, we're taking you got any feathers around? We're gonna stuff them all over the place here for
for him. I'll just be sure to do that for him.
Yeah, we want feathers.
Yeah, and some poop too. Why not?
Well, you know, We'll put that on a paper towel or something.
Yeah, let's not do the poop.
Let's not do the poop.
Okay.
That has to trail back to me.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, might get in trouble for that, but some strategically placed feathers would be nice. So anyway, congratulations to the Cougars. You may not hear it come out of Mike and Martha's mouth.
I'll still say woohoo, yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, woohoo, birds. Way, yay. All right, so there you go. I think that that covers the wow base. And before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, let's make the show official. And we do that every week by honoring the saint that has guided my work with the animals, Deb. And it's Ajie and Kathy's favorite part of the show. And we do that by I read the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Okay, so everybody listen up. Y'all can chime in if you like. All right. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Great
one. We are official.
That was great.
And I really appreciated you guys helping. That was really nice. All right. Now, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Remember, this is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and come or stay right where you are, and because Animal World continues, we're going to introduce all the kids. Yeah, find out more about them, and we might even do a little good news about animals before we get started with that. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. GLOW combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow GLOW to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get GLOW for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to InClover.com for more information and where to buy.
Join Homeward Pet for a dog-loving, family-friendly walk and wine tasting on Saturday, September 14th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in the Woodinville Hollywood Wine District, and help raise funds for the homeless dogs and cats at Homeward Pet Adoption Center. The Happy Tales Wine Walk is a dog walk like no other, with special wine tastings at more than 15 Woodinville wineries, delicious food from local restaurants, fun activities for the kids, and pet-friendly fun and shopping in the dog zone. Go to homewardpet.org for more information and registration.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, and for that, I say thank you. Hope you join us every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's for the birds today. The parrot lady, Debbie Goodrich, is here with four of her best friends, four beautiful, spectacular macaws, the three ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to find out a lot more about them. You'll hear them chiming in, and we're playing musical birds because, of course, Debbie has to be fair, and they all get moved around. So now, let's see, the blue and gold is on your shoulder, and the green wing is on your knee, and the buffon and the blue-throated are together on the big hoop, in the middle of the big hoop.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
You got it. You're okay. Right on target.
And then, let's see, it's Zilla is the buffon.
Yep.
Jesse is the blue and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Lily?
Yeah.
Is the blue throat.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yes, that's the green. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm spacing your name. That was her.
Ollie,
that's Ollie. Forgive me.
I was trying to give you every possible time
I
could.
Ollie, oh my, but did you hear? You know, I mean, we don't, Aji, if you want me to hear you, you have to speak in your microphone, honey. I can't read lips, and it's a reflection on the glass. So,
hello, good morning.
Good morning, Aja's here.
Yeah, finally things have calmed down here a little bit. And so which one is Ollie with the red?
The one on my knee right now.
Yeah, that's Ollie. And okay. If you and y'all didn't
Hi,
know,
Ollie.
But when I was hesitating because I was not remembering immediately Ollie's name, the bird that squawked was in fact Ollie. So I just want to take the opportunity to remind you all, you know, I tell you, and I've been telling you for 20 years, animals think and reason, have feelings and emotions, and birds are, I have been astounded over the years of how intelligent and what great communicators birds are with, you know, the telepathic and empathetic communication and so forth. And those of you that go back to my Como days, you know that Sandy's bird, Jarrett Carnelian, cockatiel used to come into the studio, and I'd put his cage up on the desk and put a microphone down, and it didn't take him very long. He learned. He would come down and speak into the microphone to us all on the radio. And what an incredible, they're fabulous. So they're already tuned in, and they were woohooing when they got out of the car. And of course, they're all little hams and entertainers. And but they know this is all about them. They're just absolutely, I just adore their energy, and they're so tuned in, Debbie. I mean, they're really great. I mean, they really like you and like what they're doing with you. And we're going to talk more about that as we get. I'm just so excited. Can't wait to tell you. I've got a whole half a page here of what Debbie does. But let's, since we she's here for the whole show, let's go ahead and stay with the normal process here. I do have a request from a listener. I got this by email late yesterday, and I don't have an answer for her. So everybody listen up, because I'm hoping during the day, during the show, you can call Ajie today or send us an email. It says, "Hi, Martha. Would you know of a great vet in the South End? My in-laws moved to the Graham-Fredrickson area. Thanks so much." Now, I'm not really even sure where the Graham-Fredrickson area is. Now, I know, Deb, you're down from the Auburn way. Do you know where that is?
Yep, I sure do.
So do you know any good vets down there?
Oh, yeah. There's Dr. Ferguson. She's actually kind of more in the Maple Valley area, so it's a bit further than Fredrickson. So I'd probably go for Dr. Schaefer as far as – but she mostly just sees birds. Are these guys
– no, the whole – Patty Schaefer?
Yeah.
Okay, she used to be an animal –
Diane. Diane Schaefer?
Okay.
I can't remember her first name. I'm sorry about that, Dr. Schaefer.
But, well, Patty Schaefer was out, was not, was holistic, did acupuncture, chiropractic.
Dr. Okay. Schaefer's bird only.
Bird only.
So,
okay. All right. Well, now
you're looking for general, right?
I'm assuming we're looking for small animal, you know, primarily dog, cats, stuff.
Because I do know that, like I said, I really, really like the whole clinic at, it's called Sawyer Lake, but that's all Sawyer Lake Clinic.
Is that like a S-A-W-Y-E-R? Mm-hmm.
Like Tom Sawyer.
Sawyer Lake Clinic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And they do see dogs, cats, exotics.
And where are they?
They're in the Maple Valley, Covington area. So it's not really towards Graham. I'm just trying to think of who is dog, cat that's really good that's towards Graham. I use myself is Dr. Onorati. He's in Des Moines.
Onorati, isn't he birds?
He's birds, dogs, cats, and exotics also. And he's really good as well.
Okay, anybody else down in that area? We're looking for a vet close to the Graham-Fredrickson area. A good one that you recommend.
Yeah.
For a long time, long time lister, Sarah. So, because her in-laws are have moved to that area. So please give us a call. You can call Ajie and let her know. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Or you can shoot us an email here in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you don't have an answer during the show today, but you come up with one and want to get the information to me, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. And click on Contact Martha and send me an email to my home office. That would be great. Oh, scratching a bird head. Oh, that's...
She's yawning, too.
Yeah. Oh, loving that. Ooh.
It's like, oh, that just feels so good. You rub my head. I can't get those feathers.
Oh, how special. Oh, that's great. All right. Let's... I didn't mention the weather. Because I thought it was supposed to be nicer today than it is. I know we're expecting, aren't we, Mr. Weatherman? We're expecting a heat wave this week. And I was delighted to hear last night on the news. I hope they're correct. They said that the humidity is going to go away this week and it's going to get really hot. So
yeah, high pressure will build and that will dry us out so that humidity will drop.
That would be
It'll be nicer. I don't think it'll be quite as warm as they were talking about last week. For this week.
Okay.
But it'll still be nice.
Well, last night they were talking mid-80s towards Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, maybe.
And that we might break some records. But I was just glad to hear it was going to dry out. It was socked in fog-wise, but it still looks like that outside.
It was clear at my house this morning. We just saw patchy areas of fog.
Well, it was socked in up in the Monroe area when I drove out. Fog down in your area, Deb?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a foggy drive all the way up.
And it's still
going to burn.
Kind
of, it's going to burn.
It's going to come on. Are we getting sun today, Mike?
Yeah, I think it'll be. We'll be in sunshine before the show's over.
Oh, okay.
It's my
all right.
Guess.
Well, why don't we help it along a little bit, and let's do the best good news about animals.
Woo-hoo. Ooh. What do you guys think?
Ooh. Woo-hoo. You guys ought to like sunshine. You like sunshine?
Woo-hoo. They do. They actually have outdoor aviaries too. They have to get outside in.
Wow. Fabulous.
They need headphones. They can't hear
I know, they can't hear the music.
Other elements.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because the sound's off in the studio, isn't it? Well, no wonder you're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's, well, we don't have any little birdie headphones. I'm sorry.
And they won't want them either.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want them. You would,
no.
You'd look cute, but, you know, I don't think you want them. All right, so the best, starting off the good news, press release from our own Seattle Humane right across the highway from us. Seattle Humane Society found homes for 704 animals in August.
Wow.
That is a record-breaking high for the most pets adopted in a single month in the shelter's 115-year history.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's a woohoo.
Woo-hoo! So the record-breaking month started with Seattle Humane's Catapalooza. That, you know, that's an annual cat adoption event. And that, of course, Jackson Galaxy, the My Cat from Hell guy, was here and drew in a big crowd. And then with a combination of creative promotions, dedicated staff, foster parents and volunteers, and their supportive animal-loving community, I think that includes us, August 2013 is Seattle Humane's most successful month on record. 704.
That's great.
In a month. That's really great.
That's awesome.
Really great. So that was good. Okay. Now, and as you notice, and it's just because... Isn't it nice? I don't have any other news but good news this week.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's
all
awesome.
All right. Whoa, that's probably an honor of you bird people.
Yeah, we actually have one good bird news too as well. When you're ready.
Okay, we'll save that for the best. We'll give that the winner already. So now this was quite interesting. This is a press release from Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Decades-long campaign ends animal use at military medical school. For more than 20 years, the Physicians Committee has pushed the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, the country's only military medical school, to stop using animals to train medical students. On September 3rd, 2013, the university finally agreed. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Quote, live animals are no longer used for training in the undergraduate medical curriculum. The committee is saying we could not have succeeded without your support. In the mid-1980s, the university made headlines in announcing plans to shoot beagles in medical training exercise. A public outcry aborted the experiments. However, the university conducted other experiments on dogs as a part of its routine medical curriculum. Medical students contacted the PRRM, that would be the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, asking for help. Given their military obligation, they could not refuse to participate, nor could they transfer out of the school. In 1991, 11 members of the House Armed Services Committee signed on to a letter asking the university to look into alternatives to animal laboratories and to respect students' choices about participating. But the university refused to budge. Records obtained in 2007 through the Federal Freedom of Information Act confirmed three separate live animal laboratories in the curriculum. The Physicians Committee filed a petition with the Department of Defense asking for an end to this animal, the use of animals. And they were not successful for some time. Now, they have now moved away from the animal use to ethically and educationally superior human-based instruction. kind of good in a human medical school.
Yeah.
The Physicians Committee continues to work with the four medical schools. I found this quite interesting in this press release. Mm. So at least the one military medical hospital stopped using animals. I get that the Physicians Committee continues to work with the four medical schools that continue to use live animals to help them transition to non-animal methods. And those four universities, if you'd like to start chiming in, are the University of Mississippi, Johns Hopkins University, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, and Mike, Oregon Health and Science University. See, there he goes. He just doesn't like those organs.
I do have a question as to what they're using the animals for as far as, what are they replacing the animals with, I guess?
I don't know. I don't have the details. But, you know, for so many years, there was the primate lab at the University of Washington, and I know that got shut down, and they moved down to Oregon. The military school, I think, was using pigs, to practice surgery on. And then they proposed, dumb things. Like they'd go out and shoot beagles and then the students would have to save them. Whatever the other kind of experiments and stuff they do, I don't know. I don't think I want to know. But it's just that there really is no reason to do it anymore. I know that there in some of the pediatrics training, they were using like cats and ferrets to practice passing endotracheal tubes and hitting veins and that sort of thing. And, you know, there are other ways to practice that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious as to what the other ways are.
Well,
it'd be interesting to find out.
You use dummies and models and, all kinds of, things. In this day of creation and what we can do, you can create anything synthetically that you would use an animal for to practice on. At least seems to be the case. So help keep this momentum going and put pressure on the University of Mississippi to be the next school to move to non-animal teaching methods. So, hey.
Very good.
Good news about this. Now, I put this in the good news category because it just delights me that something like this could actually happen in this day and age. It takes something really big to shut down the New York City subway system. Oof. Or, apparently, something really small. According to the New York Daily News, last Thursday, Metropolitan Transit Authority, MTA, workers spotted a pair of four-week-old kittens on the track of the Q&B line in New York City. The cats were playing close to the dangerous third rail, and workers knew the kitties were in trouble. MTA workers acted quickly and shut down train service in the area so they could get the cats off the tracks.
Woohoo!
The announcer said it had to stop to rescue some cats. The riders didn't mind. They wanted to get home or to work or wherever they were going, but they also wanted the kittens to be safe. They shut the trains down for 2 hours.
Whoa.
Is that unbelievable? How cool is that? And yes, the kittens were rescued. So how cool is that? They shut down the New York subway for 2 hours to save two kittens. I think that's
pretty powerful empathy right there.
That's pretty powerful. Woohoo. What do you think? You guys into saving kittens? Sure.
Oh. I don't know. They're parrots, so yeah. That would be a hard one on them.
Well, another thing. They support the animal world. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Good deal.
Okay. Here's another one. Now that we have a bird story, it'll be the winner. But
okay.
This one is just so cute. And you can Google this one to find the photographs. Cat chasing dog adopts a kitten. And this is a Shar Pei that had a reputation for chasing local cats. But she took right to the abandoned kitten and has even begun nursing it. Now, this is really cute. Babu, a 3-year-old Chinese Shar Pei, has never had puppies. Never had puppies. But she recently adopted a kitten, much to the surprise of her owner, who says Babu often chases cats from the yard. This is in Tennessee. Her daughter rescued the kitten from a grocery store parking lot and decided to keep it. But they weren't sure how Babu would react to the new addition. But the Shar Pei took to Allie, the kitten, immediately and began playing with her and even giving her tongue baths. After the unlikely pair had been together for a few weeks, Brant noticed that Babu looked swollen. Quote, I thought she couldn't have milk because she's never had puppies. She's never been bred. But Babu had begun lactating in response to the kitten's needing, and now she's nursing Allie as if she were her own.
Whoa, that's weird.
Owner says that Babu cleans the kitten, carries her around, and disciplines her with a bark when she gets out of line. We're planning on keeping them together, she said. They seem very content. She looks at me very serious when she nurses, like, this is so serious. I'm caring for my baby. And if the kitten gets in trouble, according to the dog picks her up and takes her back to the crate. So here's a picture of the kitten nursing with the Shar Pei.
Look at that. Huh.
Yeah. So if you Google cat chasing dog adopts kitten, you'll come up with the story in the pictures. How cool is that? Okay, so you have a bird story?
I do. It's one that's actually, unfortunately, not super new as far as we've known about it for a while. But the good news is that we are making differences for parrots in the wild. We did just sight a huge flock of about 60 or so great green macaws in Ecuador.
Wow.
And we have not been really seeing them as prevalently. They usually hide. We don't usually see them. And now they've been spotted in a flock of 60. That's the largest we've seen since we've been trying to recover them.
Woohoo! That's pretty good.
So that's the great green macaw.
Oh, is that great
right
green?
Now.
Is that
Zilla?
Zilla's relatives. Hey, Zilla! Woohoo! Yeah. How cool is that?
He
says he'd like to be with them.
Yes, he might. Yeah.
Well, I don't blame you, buddy.
But he says I really like my little Millie, my little Lily here. She's my little buddy.
He's standing on one leg and he keeps touching Lily the blue throat with his other leg. That's very cute.
Yeah, they actually hold feet too. It's kind of cute.
Do you hold feet?
Yeah.
All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we come back. I'm going to officially introduce you to the Parrot Lady and all that she does, and we'll get to know our studio crew a little better and go on from there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and my goodness, we're already winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today's show is for the birds, and that's because the parrot lady, Debbie Goodrich, is here in the studio with four of her bird friends. Now, just so you know, Debbie is president of the Flight Club Foundation. She is owner of Parrot Ambassadors, and I think that has to do with her, you know, a avian behaviorist and trainer and entertainer and all that kind of stuff. She's the editor of NWEBS. That's the newsletter for the Northwest Exotic Bird Society and other printed materials. And, of course, the master of ceremonies for Bob Dawson's Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary every year in Carnation. Now, as the show goes on, we'll talk about each one of those hats and what's involved. But we also have an esteemed bird crew here. So we've got three ladies and a gentleman. So let's talk about the birds a little bit. And we were just talking about the wonderful relationship between these two. She has a tall perch with a big circle and a looks like a wooden perch vertical or horizontal in the middle, and the two are together, and they seem to be particularly bonded. And that would be Zilla, the buffon, who is a fairly large, and he's the one guy. He's the gentleman in the crowd. Zilla, green, and he's mostly green, a little bit of blue, has a red nose stash. And that, because that, you know, it's sort of like a line of feathers right above the beak. And then it's white around the eyes with, it looks like, is that black striping around?
Yep. The and eyes? That's the macaw's fingerprint. That's how you can tell who's who when it comes to macaws.
Because they all have white with some kind of striping around their eyes?
Well, your scarlet macaws, you can't really see their striping because it's also white. So it's really, really hard to say. So it's mostly skin in their case.
Okay. But so he's got white with black stripes, the red nose stash, and then the rest of his head is a brilliant green, kind of a mossy green color. as opposed to, you know, a more earthy parrot green color.
One thing is that you're talking about him. He totally knows it. So he is, his eyes are just blinking slowly like, oh, you're talking about me.
Yeah, yeah. And then it looks like a kind of, now he's facing me. And and he just poked Lily next to him. Says, they're talking about me, man. And
move away.
They're talking about me. He's got some light blue tips on his feathers, it looks like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And you said, let's talk. He is, you called him a buffon.
Buffons
or something else.
Yeah, buffons macaw, also known as the great green macaw. These guys are very critically endangered in a lot of different areas. You're going to mostly find your buffons macaws, your largest populations are in Costa Rica. And Costa Rica has maybe about 2,000 to 3,000 birds. Then you have Ecuadorian, the Ecuadorian buffons macaw is another subspecies. And those guys, as the numbers are a lot lower, it's probably more like 300-400 birds maybe is an estimation. And then there's Zilla, who is neither one of those. He is a Colombian buffon's macaw.
Oh, whoa.
Yes. And
we
can't.
Do cigars, my friend?
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah. We can't find them in Colombia where he originated.
Oh.
We found actually some different ones in different areas, and now we are trying to. There's a friend of mine who owns him. She's in charge, and well, not in charge, but she's a part of the whole effort through different universities and everything else to reintroduce buffon's macaws back to what's called the Darien Gap in Colombia.
Interesting. Now, so you said you don't actually own him. Now, how many birds do you personally own?
I personally own 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have my green wing macaw on my knee, my blue and gold macaw on my shoulder. So it's Ollie is on my knee, and then Jesse. And then back at home are some of the smaller guys that sometimes get a little bit loud or a little bit rambunctious. So we kind of let them stay behind. But one is Rudy. He's never rambunctious. He actually likes to pretend like he's fake. He's a eclectus parrot. So we like to talk about different parrots from all over the world. So he's typically found in Indonesia and parts of Australia. So not everybody is South American. We also have the black-capped caique, Cassie. She's 23 years old and was originally owned by Tawny Robar. She was a mastermind of parrot tricks for years and years and years. She was even on Animal Planet, and this bird won Pet Star, you know, so won the Pet Star contest with this bird. So she's amazing, all the things she can do. And then we have another black-headed parrot. In this case, it's the Nande Conyers, what we call them in the United States. And in ornithology, they call them the black-capped parakeet.
Wow.
So it just depends on who you talk to as far as what they're called. So that's Jade, Cassie, Rudy, Ollie, Jesse. Oh, and Rico. Oh, I always forget Rico. Rico, she's my little blue-headed Amazon, sorry. Uh-huh. And Rico and my green wing, Ollie, don't get along very often, so I can't really bring her to shows as much. But she likes to hang around at the house and play with my face and stuff as we're playing on the computer. And actually, my good best friends, who are very, very supportive of me, they're my big support team, have been helping co-own her. So sometimes she's with me and sometimes she's not. Because she just loves them so much, and they just love her so much, but their living conditions can't really have her there, and then so we just kind of let them play with her long term.
That's interesting. I don't like to use the word pet.
Me neither.
Birds, but sometimes there just isn't any other word that kind of works. But so that a lot of pet birds bond only with one human. And then don't get along with others, but you say your birds get along with more than one person.
These
seem to be quite social.
Yeah, that was a very frequent misnomer with parrots for a long time in the pet industry, is that they are only one person birds, and or if you get another bird, they won't bond to you at all. They only bond with the other bird. I work with Zilla and Lily all the time on my arm. As you saw, I'm handling them together. I put them on the perch together. They're clearly very much bonded. Matter of fact, to the point where we're a little bit concerned about Zilla because he needs to learn more independence and he has a little bit of confidence issues. So we're trying to train him to get comfortable with different situations. So when it comes to Lily being around, she's a really good role model for him. So I use her as a role model about how he should behave. But he was a very highly, highly aggressive bird when I worked with him starting 5 years ago now. Now he's a bird that can be sitting on children's hands and arms. So a lot of people think that if you don't start out right away with them being only with you, they're going to not bond with you. And that is so not true. Cool. I've worked with these guys where I'm coming in on they're 20 years old and I'm working with them and they're like, hey, you're giving me the time of day. I'll give you the time of day right back.
So if somebody's out there listening that has bird that they're having trouble with and doesn't get along and has difficult problems, is that what you do? Do you help people?
I do try to help people privately as much as possible. I do try to help because the biggest thing that we're really facing right now is the unwanted parrot problem.
Right.
And I know you've had Bob Dawson here as a guest a couple times too. But at the same time, it can possibly be solved. And one of the ways of solving it is by knowing that there is resources and help and or other parrot communities that will come out to your house and help you. Now, myself, I do some behavioral consultation. I will say that it's probably a smaller side of what I do, the bigger side being just trying to increase awareness in children. That's the biggest thing that I really focus on the most with my business itself, with the entertainment piece.
And we're going to talk more about that. Now, we need to close out this first hour of Animal World and fire up the second hour. Now, I have the flea tip scheduled to run, and so the option is... This is a little programming discussion on the air here. I can run it now, which gives a chance for a break if you need one, or we can push it for an hour. So are you comfortable where you are? Shall we give everybody a break at this moment? How do you feel about that?
I think maybe we'll go ahead and try giving them a break. I think we'll try that.
All right. Then we are going to run Martha's 4-step flea plan. Be sure you pay attention to this. So if you run into fleas, you prevent it or you know how to deal with it without toxic chemicals. And boy, one of our listeners sent me a really neat kind of about a shoe fly tags that repel insects and stuff. And I haven't had a chance yet to really investigate it, but it sounds like it might be a really nice alternative to these spot-on things. So anyway, listen to Martha's 4-step flea plan, and then Animal World continues with the parrot lady, and we will continue telling you about all these macaws and their stories. I can't wait to hear about the specific story about Zilla and Lily and their histories and all of that. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.